This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Qualifying for the October 14th state treasurer's race began Wednesday, with three Republicans, one Democrat, and one Libertarian signed on to the ballot thus far. Several are modeling their message on how the prior treasurer, John Kennedy, did the job. Most notably, recently resigned Republican state representative John Schroeder.
We have a spending problem. You know, we spend too much money.
But Republican State Senator Neil Reiser likes that model, too.
I see what Treasurer Kennedy, now Senator Kennedy, has done. I think he's brought it to the forefront, and the role being showing the people and let them know where wasteful spending is going on.
Republican Angel Davis, who served as Governor Bobby Jindal's first commissioner of administration, also sees the role as one of guardian.
As treasurer, I will serve as a watchdog. I'll protect our state's fiscal interest. I have a track record of balancing the state budget. I have a track record of getting our bond ratings upgraded.
The state constitution describes the job this way. The treasurer shall be responsible for the custody, investment, and disbursement of the public funds of the state. None of the candidates talked about the main way the treasurer can help the state's financial bottom line, through supervision of investments, though Democrat Derek Edwards of New Orleans mentioned it in passing.
Transparency, that is my main focus, not just the bond commission and investments, but letting the people know exactly how their tax dollars are spent.
And when asked about the other parts of the job, custody and disbursement of the billions of dollars of state funds, Schroeder said,
it's just adding and subtracting. It's not that difficult. We make this big production out of it, but it's just zeros.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.